You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The story stood out to us last week. We thought it was interesting. We talked about it briefly, but we thought it might be interesting just to throw out again. It has to do with something called office goggles. It's an Urban Dictionary type of term that's been around for, I don't know, like 20 years. And the whole idea is that it's playing off the idea of beer goggles. And, you know, if you go out to a bar with your buddies, your friends, and maybe you have a few glasses of wine or some beers, and suddenly everyone starts looking a little hotter around you, the old beer goggles. Well, office goggles are the same thing, but just in the office. And the concept being that when you work around somebody enough and long enough, that they start to move up a few notches in your eyes in terms of their attractiveness. Makes sense.
It makes sense.
You're around people all day long.
Macy heard we were going to talk about this, and she wrote and she says, I'm in love with my HR manager, boys. He's maybe a 5, but I've been working with him for 4 years, and he's morphed into a 9. A lot of numbers there. There are days he says something that is so funny. He's got a voice that I've become very attracted to. I'll probably never pull the trigger, but I do have office goggles right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I feel like I've experienced this firsthand because, you know, that's how I met my wife, Knickknack, as we used to work together way back in the day. And really, neither one of us were attracted to each other. We were both with somebody. She's made it a point to tell me that she hated the way I dressed many times and just started, you know, seeing each other every day, starting a little bit of flirting, became comfortable with her, and, you know, the office goggles worked for me. I don't know if that's the case for a lot of people. I mean, you see the goggles and then you move on, or you see the other person and move on, but it worked for us.
You know, the psychology of this, too, where they talk about how repeatedly seeing the same person can raise their score in your eyes. And
I think it morphs into any aspect of your life, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean,
totally
that's why
does.
Also some people maybe meet somebody like, okay, so I have a friend of mine who met his significant other using transportation. They rode the same transportation every day at about the same time. And so they didn't necessarily work together, but they were around each other in a confined space every day for months. And then they finally started talking, and then they went out, and now they're in a relationship.
Now they're swapping spit.
Yeah, so now that's almost like the same thing. It's the whole idea being that you're in a confined space with the same person multiple times. And
right.
So suddenly they start looking better to you.
I think the implication here for this, though, is that you don't end up hooking up. You don't get with them. They're obviously, you know, the whole beer goggles thing is you've had so much to drink that an ugly person becomes attractive to you. So this is where the ugly person at work or the annoying person, whatever you want to put the label as, all of a sudden becomes attracted to you. I don't know if you're going to act on it, but you're just, every day you kind of get a little excited to see him. It kind of makes you feel, you know, good. And again, like every aspect of your life, maybe you don't want kids, and then you've got friends that you're around kids constantly. And all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Maybe I will have kids. I kind of like them now. Or
sure.
A pet maybe, or food that you don't like, and then you eat it a lot, and then you're like, all of a sudden, oh my God, I do like a goulash. I don't know. I don't know which way it goes. If you make a move on this or not. Probably not.
I say make the move.
You want to make the move.
I'm all for people making that move. You know, my position on this show is always people complain all the time about how hard it is to meet someone. So I just don't like the idea of excluding, you know, any people for just some random reason. Now, I understand that some people will call in or write in and they'll say, oh, it creates all sorts of conflicts at work with other people. I get that, but I'm looking at some, I was curious, so I'm looking up some stats right now. Surveys show that roughly 22% of married couples in the United States today, so that's 1 in 5, a little more than 1 in 5, met at work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a significant number.
It's huge.
You know, you're getting up more than 1 in 5 couples that are together right now met on the job. So to exclude that for an arbitrary reason, I don't get. I say find love where you can.
How about Sass? She's got office goggles, boys. I'm in love with a sweet elderly man in my office. Sometimes I wonder what life would be like if I did make a move. He's way older, but I find him so cute. And that's from Sass.
Go for it.
I guess go for it.
Tracy sent us a text that I think you start to like them for more than looks.
Absolutely.
Sure. I think when we're talking, because in this study, they're talking about how it raises a person's score. And we automatically think looks, but it could be just in a lot of areas. Somebody that you find obnoxious. Like if Nicole found you irritating at first, the more she was around you, she just kind of got to know you.
We had, or Nick had this conversation, I won't say with who, but this weekend over somebody who she suggested that she should go out with. And the other person was like, no, I'm not physically attracted to him. But then Nicole went and listed like 15, 20 other things that were so great about this guy. And she's like, well, what about all of these? That's the stuff that you need to start looking at.
Amanda wrote in. She goes, when I was in my early 20s, I worked at a sleepaway summer camp. And we definitely got camp goggles and started crushing on the other counselors that we definitely wouldn't be interested in them in real life.
If you're there all day with them, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
in a different setting, too, you know?
But it's the same principle, right? You're working together daily, so...
This is dangerous if you already are married or in a relationship, though, if you start getting the office goggles. That's where you got to be careful.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got stats on the number of people who have gotten together, but, you know, you could also look at stats, number of people who have been split apart because
of it. Well, again, like, I was with somebody and so was Nick Nack. Oh, naughty.
Yeah.
You naughty.
So you were asking if... What, if the looks were the most important thing?
You have a list of 20 incredible things about somebody, but somebody's hung up on just the way they look instead of the 20-plus list of excellent things. Excellent things, in my case, with this person. Really great things. And the age has got to factor into this, too, because the person we were talking to is in, late 60s. So it's like, can you be so picky right now? I don't think so.
I don't know. I know that looks plays a part, and it's not cool to say that, and you sound noble when you say, well, I don't consider looks. We're animals. I mean, animals are in the animal kingdom are attracted to something that is attractive.
Yeah, and you're so a liar. You're just a liar.
I don't think it makes you a bad person if you say, oh, well, I was first attracted to them because they were hot. I mean, look. You can take Nicole as an example. She's like checks all the boxes, right? But one of those boxes is that she's drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, and so you got a chance to discover all of those other things because she's a beautiful woman.
That's what I saw first, yeah, I think.
Yeah, and you were very fortunate. It's like, oh, she's not only beautiful, but she brings an awful lot to the party, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that it's – I don't know why people are so – in such a hurry to downplay the attractiveness. It doesn't make you shallow. It just makes you an animal, a human being. And that's just the way we evolved, to be attracted to something. I mean, you watch those nature documentaries, and you see, you know,
the peacock.
Birds.
I always say the peacock. The peacock's a great example. Spreading those feathers to attract a mate. Be a peacock.
Yeah. And you see those, like, those birds that do that special dance, and they puff up their chest, and they're very colorful. I mean, and that's why, you know, the male of the species in the animal kingdom is often, not always, but often the colorful one.
That's right.
Right, so they can attract the attention of the female.
But the other bird is talking to her bird girlfriend, and she's like, I don't really find its chest, so that color is not that great. And the other girls are like, but his nest is so big, and he's got so many, like, other, like, he's got, I see eggs over there. Well, he probably wouldn't have eggs.
Yeah, but he just leaves his feathers lying all
right,
over the
right,
place.
He's got feathers everywhere.
I gotta pick up his feathers for him.
Have you seen how many worms this guy eats?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's a fair question, and we'll be sure to get text messages and say, you boys are shallow. Well, okay. Fine. Then I'm shallow, but I'm also honest.
Oh, even if it's not the whole package, I think even if you find one little thing about them physically that you are attracted to, that's what you kind of gravitate towards.
I agree.
It could be anything, the hair, the eyes, great-looking toes. It's okay to say that.
A drop-dead beautiful smile, which actually comes into play a lot of times.
I've told you I love hair. I love me a full mane of luxurious hair.
Yeah, they could have a butt face and Jeremy would still love them because
face.
Of their hair.
You just pull the hair down in front of their face.
So, I, you know, if we share any message this morning, it's we're giving people permission to be okay with good looks.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you some sort of slime ball. It just makes you part of the human race.
If you're with somebody, I want you to text me right now and tell me the sexiest thing physically about the person you're with right now. Let's just do it. Let's just line up the greatest hits right now. Butt. What are you going to say?
I like it. Nick Nack's got a good butt.
Say again?
Nick Nack's got a good butt with great hair.
Yeah,
so
if
your butt face wasn't too far off. If I could put her hair on her rear end, then man. I think I'm going to Photoshop that today.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting weird now.
Well, you know, we're just talking here. We're just talking. Here's Robin says, I've gotten gamer goggles before.
Oh, yeah,
there you go. Playing games online.
I love your
screen
name.
I was not physically attracted to, but his personality is awesome. Personality sometimes trumps looks. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Wicked Gamer 245, I'm in love with you. Muscles Bailey's. And tattoos making the list.
Yeah.
Abs.
Darcy's going eyes. Corey says those hands.
Loves the gap between my husband's teeth. I mean, somebody's got to love it.
Yeah, that's cool. It makes him distinctive, probably.
He probably can squirt water out of it, you know, at you. That's a fun trick. Those hands, damn boy!
Oh, I gotta give Stu a ding for this. Just like being in the penitentiary, you see the same person every day. That's
prison
goggles. That's funny.
Shake that ass.
Good for you. That's funny.